Okay.
Sean Mize here, and so far we've talked about creating those pages that can show up in Google and the other search engines to create credibility. What I'm going to do now is give you a few ideas of some things that you can also do that will help position yourself as an expert. Now, these may not all occur in the first 30 days, and I'm going to be very concise about this because I do want this to be about the first 30 days. However, these are some things that you can do on down the road that can continue to position yourself as an expert. You know, one of the concepts here is that experts or people that appear to be experts tend to be the more prolific in their niche. So the person who is the bona fide expert generally has more articles, more products, more blog posts, more interviews with him or her, et cetera, et cetera. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree.
And so if you were to go out, even if you weren't a bona fide expert yet, even if you were in the process of becoming an expert, even if you were doing the things that I've taught already, if you were doing each one of these things and becoming an expert, and you were to, over time, overtake the world expert and have more articles, more blog posts, more interviews with you, more products created, more books written, more home study courses created, more search engine rankings, more of everything than they do, would it not be possible that other people might begin to position you as the expert instead of them?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now, would it be possible that through your prolificness that one day you could overtake the world expert on that topic and become the bona fide expert instead of them?
Yeah.
It would be possible. Now, that would not fit in 30 days, and that's why we're not going into great detail on that, okay? But the idea here is that this 30 days gives you a kickstart, but I'm not wanting to leave anybody hanging, so I'm throwing out these ideas that once you have this 30-day kickstart, you can literally go out there and do some things over time to literally position yourself not just as the expert to your list, not just as the expert to people that know you, not just as the only as the expert that's affordable, but over time in many niches, you could become the world expert. And we see this in many niches. The world expert is not always the same person year to year, is it?
No.
It changes.
Someone usually comes, yes, it changes.
Yeah, it changes. People, a lot of times there's a cycle. People write articles and they write books and they write products and they start coaching. They become the world expert and then they price themselves really high because their time value becomes so high and then they start doing very limited coaching and they only take on the highest clients and they stop writing articles and they stop writing books and they stop creating how-to programs and they become bored with their niche and they retire on an island. And are they still the world expert?
Not the world's most active expert.
Yeah, they drop out of being, well, they only drop out of being the world's most expert, most active expert if somebody else comes in. And maybe they stop learning, and they stop learning new cutting-edge material. And over time, somebody else can overtake them. And this process literally happens in many niches on a regular basis. There's nothing necessarily wrong with it. You know, sometimes people go from being a world expert to being like a world-level consultant, and that's okay. It's kind of like the Olympics. Every 4 years in every sport, there's a new world champion. Now, does it mean that the other person is no longer the current world expert or world champion? Yes. Does it mean that the other person is any worse than they are now? No, maybe they just didn't compete. Or maybe as they grow older, they don't stay at the cutting edge and they drop off. They become a coach instead of an expert. They become the coach to the new experts. But they're no longer the cutting edge world current expert. And it creates room for a new Olympic champion. And in niches, it's the same thing. And again, I'm not saying that anybody should become or has to become or even can become the world expert. But I'm simply bridging the gap between the place of the first 30 days and where you could be 5 years from now. Okay, so having said that, I'm going to throw out a few ideas of some things that you can use to help cement yourself as being an expert and to grow an expert status. Again, the underlying thought is that if you really know your stuff and you write more articles, have more blog posts, write more ebooks, write more books, create more home study courses, and create and literally create more information and stay on the cutting edge of things, you can position yourself as being the world expert, or at least put yourself in the category of maybe the top 10 world experts. I believe that's possible. Having said that, here's some things that you can do. One thing you could do is start writing 5 to 10 page guides with current cutting edge material. Imagine if you could come out with material this week that is more cutting edge than the world expert. You may not be the world expert, but if you have something that comes out as a news release that is more cutting edge than the current expert, some people are going to begin to see you as being more valuable than the world expert, even if you're not the world expert, right?
Yeah.
Okay? You could also write a full-length book. Okay? Now, a full-length book, if it's an e-book, could be 50 or 100 pages. If it's a published book, it could be 100 pages. It could be 200 pages. Okay, now, sometimes we think of writing a 50 to 100-page or 200-page book as being something that's daunting. However, think about this. Imagine if you were to write an outline of a book with 10 chapters and 10 subtopics. You were to write that outline, and you were to write one page a day in your book. After 100 days, you'd have a 100-page book, right?
Yeah.
And it would no longer be daunting, would it?
Uh-huh.
Now, what if you were to write 3 pages every day for 34 days? You'd have a 102-page book in about a month, right?
Yeah.
What if you were to put everything aside and write 10 pages a day for 10 days? In 10 days, you'd have a 10-page book, right?
10 days, you'd have a 100-page book.
Yes, you'd have a 100-page. I must have said something different.
Yeah.
So 10 days, you'd have 10 days, 10 pages a day, you'd have a 100-page book.
Yeah.
To some people, it would be worth doing nothing else for 10 days but writing a 100-page book, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, for some people who can write 10 pages in 2 hours, they could have a 10-page book, a 100-page book. I keep saying 10-page book. A 100-page book in 10 days, in just 2 hours a day, and they'd still have 6 hours left of their day to run the rest of their business, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, they also record a one-hour expert-level recording on their topic, right?
Yeah.
How long does it take to record a one-hour recording, expert-level recording?
1 hour.
1 hour. Imagine if someone were to take the next 30 days and record one freestanding expert-level recording for 1 hour a day for the next 30 days. Would that be pretty prolific?
Yeah, so
Would it be possible that that person, by just doing 30 expert-level recordings, could position themselves to some people as literally being more of an expert than the world expert?
Definitely.
Possibly. If someone were exposed to all of that and they weren't exposed to it with the world expert, now we're not saying about literally overtaking the world expert, we're just saying that for people who are exposed to those recordings, they might just think that you're the world expert. And again, we're not talking about deceptiveness. We're obviously talking about literally becoming an expert. But we're talking about how can we supercharge that, become prolific, become an expert fast. We could also write multiple articles. We could get published on authority sites in our niche. Okay, now, it's fairly easy to get published on e-zine articles, Go articles, Hub Pages, HubSpot. We could submit 10 articles a day and probably get them all published. But maybe in our particular niche or your particular niche, there's a particular trade website you can't just submit articles to. However, if you're positioned as an expert with a couple of books and some recordings and lots of articles online, and you were to send a personal request to the editor of that particular website, would it be possible that they would say, sure, we'll do a guest posting of 1,500 words and position you as the expert of the day? Is it possible that that could happen?
Yeah, definitely.
And if you were to work real hard at doing that for 30 days with, say, 5 different top niche sites in your niche, is there a real good chance you could get published on one of those in 30 days?
Yeah.
And if you were published, could you get yourself in the top 10 rankings in Google as having published at that particular place?
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty good chance of that happening. Now, this isn't something you might do every month. It may not be something that works like clockwork, but it'd be worth it to do it once or twice. So those are just some ideas. Certainly, again, this teaching is about 30 days. These are things that take more than 30 days, so I don't want to belabor the issue. There's lots of things that you can do to really position yourself as being an expert.